Hey friends, it is the 2nd of December, and I want to address again with you the topic of God's will versus our will. God's desires, God's plan versus our desires and our plan. Now, it is no secret that we live in a selfish world, a self-centered world. A world that is egocentric, all about me. And that's the sin nature, isn't it? But we live in this world that pounds into our head constantly the fact that it's all about our comfort, it's all about our success, it's all about what we want. I want it all, and I want it now, right? And there is a brand of selfish Christianity out there that twists scriptures and try to convince people that you need to tell God what to do. You need to demand that God bless you. You need to boss him around a little and he will submit to your will. And let me tell you this, that brand of theology is scary, dangerous. So which is better, God's will or my will? Which is more important, the will of God or the will of man? Which does Jesus model to us, particularly in the Garden of Gethsemane? Does he model God submitting to his will? Or does he model him submitting to God's will? Here's a big question for you. Do you trust that God's will is perfect? That God's plans are perfect? Let me ask you this. Are you ever in danger when you're under the power of God's will? There's a quote by Corrie Ten Boom, and if you've never read about Corrie Ten Boom, I encourage you to do so. An amazing story. But Corrie Ten Boom said, "The safest place to be is in the center of God's will." So let me ask you this. Do you think it's in your best interest to pray according to God's will? Doesn't mean that we shouldn't ask him for things. It does. We are absolutely to take our requests before God, but just as Jesus modeled to us, not as I will, but as you will. Are you willing today to submit to God's will, even when you can't see the results, even when you can't feel the way you want to feel, even if it's uncomfortable? Do you believe, do you trust that God knows what he's doing? Because when we submit our will to God's, then we are claiming that we trust him more than we trust ourselves. That's where I want to be in my life. That's a goal that I have for my life, is that I seek God's will above my own. Let's pray. God, this is hard, and there are times that we find ourselves in painful situations and ask ourselves, how could this possibly be God's will? And Lord, there are times we're in difficult situations that aren't your will, and sometimes we've gotten ourselves into those situations. Sometimes it's the sin of others who have caused harm and hurt in our lives. But Father, we can still submit our will to yours during those times. And Lord, it's during the times that we are hit the hardest by the enemy that we need to submit our will the most to you. And I recognize, Lord, that this is a matter of trust. I trust you, Lord. I trust you know what you're doing even when I don't, even when I can't see it. And I believe, Lord, that you are going to bring me through all of these challenges all of these heartaches, I believe you're going to bring healing. And I believe, Lord, that you're going to take care of me because you love me. So today, for myself and for my friends, we will be bold in our prayers to you. We will be bold in asking you for what our desires are. But at the end of our lives, Lord, we want to be in such a place spiritually that we can say, I have fully submitted my will to God's. And when I want something, I want it to be something God wants for me. Thank you, Lord, that you know so much better than I do. Thank you that I can trust you even when it's hard. In Jesus' name, amen.